The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, the Dáil has voted in favour of removing the 3-day mandatory wait for an abortion. Currently, there is a 3-day waiting period between GP consultations and a termination, up to 12 weeks. Now, this bill is expected to go before the Health Committee for further scrutiny. Let's get more on what happened last night from political correspondent at the Irish Times, Ellen Coyne. And we'll talk about what might happen from here with consultant obstetrician and gynaecologist and clinical lead for termination of pregnancy with the HSE, Dr. Aoife Mullally. But Ellen, to you first. Good morning and thanks for being with us. Will you talk us through what happened last night? Because there was a free vote, wasn't there, in government ranks on this one?
Yes, that's right. So because this issue relates to the issue of abortion, there's a free vote available to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael TDs to vote in line with their conscience rather than a party position. Now, we knew going into this that Simon Harris, Micheál Martin and Minister for Health Jennifer Carol McNeill had all indicated that they would be in favour of dropping the mandatory 3-day wait for abortion. The vote passed by 86 votes to 70, but I suppose what's interesting and significant, even allowing for that free vote, is that you had a lot of senior members of the cabinet going against the bill. Jim O'Callaghan, James Brown, Martin Hayden, Norma Foley, Dara Cleary and Peter Burke. And while the party leadership was in favour of the bill, they were not in line with their TDs. 30 Fianna Fáil TDs voted against it compared to 12 who supported it. There was a similar position in Fine Gael as well, where 26 voted against it and only 11 supported it.
Okay, so, I mean, you can look at that in one of two ways. You know, there's a bit of a split between the leadership and the members, or there is a healthy situation within both of those parties where they feel they have the freedom to vote against the leader.
Exactly. Like, I wouldn't overinterpret it too much because it is a free vote. So this, it wouldn't be like an act of defiance against Simon Harris or Micheál Martin. But I suppose as this bill makes its way through the Oireachtas, the first question is, will it actually pass? Like, will the position be the same with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael senators who we don't really know yet? Would they be more in line with the leadership or more in line with the rest of the parliamentary party? And the debate, I imagine, will be who is more in line with the public on this. You know, the argument up until now, which had been made by people like Simon Harris, was that this 3-day wait was part of the deal the government made with the public in 2018. They showed us the law first and they said, this will be our abortion law if you vote repeal. So removing anything from that law should be like a very serious matter. On the other hand, there is a lot of evidence, including from a 2023 independent report, that the 3-day waiting period is blocking some women from accessing abortion services at all. It's pushing them beyond the 12-week limit. It's forcing some women to travel. And I know this has probably been lost in the years in between, but the 3-day waiting period was the only part of that abortion law that was a completely political invention. Every other part of it came from a citizens' assembly or a joint Oireachtas committee. The first time we heard of a 3-day wait was when it was proposed by the then Taoiseach Simon Coveney, who was nervous about supporting repeal and announced in a newspaper opinion piece that there would be this new pause period or compulsory time of reflection between asking for an abortion and getting one.
Okay, so now this goes to committee stage. And what is likely to happen there? Obviously, further scrutiny, but will it move ahead from there? And what will the timeline be?
Well, I think what would be interesting to see would be how and in what way would the government seek to amend this? So would they try to make it, would they try to keep the waiting period and have something where it's optional to waive it? Maybe it would be something that a doctor could waive in specific circumstances, maybe where, when you're dealing with a domestic abuse victim, someone who is rural or marginalised or finds the 3-day wait difficult. You know, in what way is the government going to present this? If it does progress and everything goes smoothly, there is the possibility that this could become law by the end of this year. So by January 2027, women would be able to access abortion up to 12 weeks in this country without having a mandatory 3-day waiting period.
Okay, Ellen, thank you very much for bringing us that. As I said, Dr. Aoife Mullally is with us, clinical lead for termination of pregnancy with the HSE. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
Thanks for being with us this morning. How will this change affect termination services in Ireland, in your view?
Well, I suppose most importantly, this was one of the recommendations from the review carried out in 2023 by Marie O'Shea. And the WHO also explicitly recommend against waiting periods for abortion. They feel that they're medically unnecessary and they do serve as a barrier for women. So I think from the woman's point of view, they will no longer have to have two consultations before they can go ahead with the abortion. So that's as it stands at the moment. There is visit one, which is usually with a GP or a doctor in a family planning clinic setting or sometimes in hospital. The woman then has to go away for 3 days and come back for visit two to either take her medication or have a surgical procedure. So you can see how that might be cumbersome and difficult for lots of women, particularly women who are living, you know, very rurally, where they have to travel to see the abortion care provider. For women that are in difficult social situations, if they're in abusive or coercive relationships, it's obviously much more difficult to get two visits. And for women who present close to the gestational limit. So if you are a woman and you present at 11 weeks and 5 days to your GP, by the time your 3 day wait is done, you'll actually have exceeded the gestational limit, which is 12 weeks and 0 days, and may then be in a position where you have to travel. So I think fundamentally, medically, this is a good thing that the 3 day wait may no longer be part of the process.
OK, in the discussions last night, Robert Troy, the Fianna Fáil TD for Longford Westmeath, said that he voted for repeal the 8th. But one of the conditions that we brought in at the time was a 3 day wait. He says that 10,000 people plus on reflection decided not to proceed with the procedure after the waiting period. Firstly, is he right there? And does that lend weight to those who voted against this and for people who might be unhappy or uncomfortable with this morning?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know where those figures came from. And yes, he is correct in that 10,000 women did not proceed with visit two. However, with their own doctor, however, some of those women may have changed their mind. Some of them may have been over the gestational limit, so not able to proceed with the termination here. Some of them may have gone to a second visit in the hospital. Some of those women may have suffered pregnancy loss. So there is no evidence that 10,000 women changed their mind because of the 3 day waiting period. And I think it's also really important to say that women can still change their mind, even if there isn't a mandatory waiting period. And part of the consent process for any medical procedure or treatment is allowing the person to reflect on the decision. And that will not be, that's no different for abortion care than it is for any other medical treatment. So women will still be able to change their mind or will still be given the opportunity to go away and think about their decision. That isn't going to change at all.
Now, the Health Committee, as Alan explained it, what happens there is going to be really important because that's going to really shape how this will look in practice. And she suggested that maybe the doctor who is at the first point of contact with a woman might have the ability to have a waiver over the 3 day waiting period. So it will exist, and then the doctor will have to make a decision. Would you be concerned about that? Because then it will depend on the individual doctor that you meet as to whether you have to abide by the waiting period or not.
No, I don't think so. And I think that, you know, the doctors that are providing abortion care have been doing it by and large since 2019, are very experienced providers, will often get a sense from a woman if they have any degree of uncertainty, if there's something else going on for the woman that may, you know, make this decision difficult. And I think if somebody is very close to the gestational limits, or if they're 12 weeks and 0 days and the day that they see me, I think that would be a reasonable thing for me to be able to waive that period. Because if I don't, that woman is going to have to travel to access abortion care.
And Ellen also said that people have forgotten that this was a political invention, the 3 day waiting period. Is she right?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no medical evidence for a 3 day waiting period. A mandatory waiting period doesn't exist for any other area of healthcare, that I can think of. And as I said, you know, part of the consent process or the discussion process when you're talking about any medical treatment or procedure is to allow people a period of reflection. And that isn't going to change with this, but it's the mandated part of it that is, you know, clinically, medically, completely unnecessary. And there is no evidence behind it.
But some people did vote in favour of repeal the 8th, didn't they? On the basis that the 3-day waiting period was there. Some people did. I mean, it may not have affected very many people. It may have. We simply don't know. But it was the package that was offered to people when they went to vote.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. But I suppose the other part that was written into the legislation was that it was going to be reviewed within 3 years. And that did happen by, you know, Marie O'Shea, who's a really experienced barrister, and, you know, lots of really good evidence-based information fed into that review, including from providers, opinions from women who had accessed abortion care themselves. So it was always in the legislation that it was going to be reviewed, and with the review came recommendations and the potential for change. So I don't think, you know, change should be a huge surprise when it comes to the legislation itself.
Mm-hmm. Will this represent a big change in how abortion is offered and provided in this country?
No, it's not going to be a big change. I suppose the model of care that we have, which includes visit one and visit two, was to a certain extent built around the 3-day wait. But I think, you know, the model of care and the provision of abortion care has proved to be very agile over the last few years, particularly with the pandemic, where we introduced the possibility of remote consultations. So I think that that's something that we can change, obviously, in consultation with the primary care and secondary care providers. So it's a change, but it's a positive change. And then that's something that we're happy to accommodate.
All right. And no change until at least the end of the year. Would you like to see this enacted in law sooner rather than later?
No, I think it's important, like everything, that this is given the right amount of, time and space to come up with something that's, that works well for providers and that works well for women. So I think speed isn't necessarily the important thing here. I think it's getting the law right.
OK, Aoife, thank you for joining us. That's Dr. Aoife Mullally, who is the clinical lead for termination of pregnancy with the HSE. And earlier we heard from Ellen Coyne from the Irish Times.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.